Answellica stood next to the child in a ferocious, protective pose. Brother Edic had one leg swung over the gate and one leg still on the ground. "Please," he said to the goat. Answellica looked at him, and then she turned and looked at the child, and then she looked back at him. In the dim barn, it was hard to gauge subtleties of emotion, particularly in the eyes of a being who had seldom before evidenced subtleties of any sort. But Brother Edic thought he recognized the flicker in the goat's eye. It was both a light of affection for the child and a light of warning for him. The goat lowered her head in a threatening gesture. "It is cold," said Brother Edic from atop the gate. "It is very cold. Too cold for a child. I mean her no harm. I only want to help." The goat and the monk stared at each other. Meanwhile, the child quietly cried. Outside, the sun rose higher and higher. A wedge of light entered the barn, golden and warm. Dust motes danced in the air. Beauty, again. "Let me in," said Brother Edic to the goat. He spoke softly. "You must let me tend to her." Answellica took one step back. For what was surely the first time in her life, she retreated. Brother Edic swung his other leg over the gate. He stepped into the goat's enclosure. "Are you injured?" he asked the child. She was young, not more than 10 years old, although it was impossible to tell for certain, dirt and blood encrusted as she was. The girl did not answer him. "What is your name?" asked Brother Edic. Tears continued to roll down her cheeks, clearing a path through the dirt. Brother Edic took a step toward her, and Swellica growled. You would not think a goat could growl, but this goat was forever full of surprises. "Will you let me carry you?" Brother Edic asked. Again, the child did not answer. Perhaps she could not speak. And Swellica glared at him. She lowered her head. She offered her ear, and the girl took hold of it. The goat stood quietly, head bowed. "I am going to carry you," said Brother Edic, and then he announced his intentions to the goat. "I am going to carry her." The child let go of Answellica's ear. Brother Edic bent and gathered her in his arms. Her skin was hot to the touch. She was burning with fever. "She is very sick," Brother Edic said to the goat, who was staring up at him. "The first thing we must attempt to do is to bring the fever down, and we must wash her. We must remove the dirt and blood. She has come from some war, I suppose. Do you not think it so?" Answellica nodded. "Lord, help me," thought Brother Edic. "I am conferring with a goat." He walked out of the barn and into the light of day, carrying the child. The frost had melted. The world no longer shone, but it was very bright. Answellica was at his heels. He turned and looked back at her. He saw that the goat's eyes were gentle, full of concern. Strange world. Impossible world. Brother Edic felt his heart, light within him, almost as if it were filled with air. Answellica butted her head against his legs. It was not a warning, but a request. "Go faster. Please hurry. Tend to the child." Oh, this strange world. The sun was warm on Brother Edic's face. This impossible world.